Black Ink at Spotify, Let's Talk About the Forest, and Fido's Kidneys. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR in your ear, powered by 50,000 hours in the trenches and brought to you by NoDisc, helping music technology and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Viral Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, and I'm Lars Murray. Before we get into what's contagious this week, let's take a quick glance at Spotify's Q1 earnings, which looked pretty rosy, with a 14% increase in premium subscribers. Significantly, its ad-supported revenue was up 19% year-over-year, with podcasting leading the way. But the key number here was $168 million. That's 1.68 rods for those of you keeping score at home. That's $168 million in Black Ink, its best quarterly performance ever, driven by that shareholder catnip, the combination of price increases and force reductions, by which we mean layoffs. Of course, this will also be catnip to the National Music Publishers Association and its head David Israelite, currently holding Spotify's feet to the fire over its payments to songwriters. So, what's up in the Viralverse this week? Well, before we talk about the trees, let's talk a little about the forest being TikTok. Along with a bunch of other trivial stuff like funding for Ukraine and Gaza, the Senate yesterday passed the bill that would force the sale of TikTok by its Chinese parent ByteDance, which takes that forced sale one step closer to reality. The president is almost certain to sign the bill, and then the court battles will commence until there's either a decision or ByteDance decides to cash in its chips. While we wait for that to get all sorted out, things will continue to go viral on the platform, so let's take a look. On the Billboard TikTok 50 this week, Alec Olson's Someday I'll Get It clocks a third straight week at the top of the chart, still riding a seemingly endless supply of videos about people's deceased dogs, which leads to the inescapable conclusion that if what everyone says about China using the platform to conquer America is true, that'll be accomplished by making us all cry about Fido's kidney disease until we're utterly incapacitated. Though it seems recently they may have altered their tactical focus to the more controversial issue of teen pregnancy, which is a rising meme for the song. The top new entry at number 11 on the chart is TikTok native Lay Banks's Tell Your Girlfriend, which Charli D'Amelio has jumped on twice now to the tune of over 100 million TikTok views since April 11th. Banks herself has gotten 40 million on her own. She also busted into the mainstream Hot 100 this week. Congrats to Mike Caron and the folks over at APG for getting on top of this one. Layla's Like That also debuts high at number 19. It's the soundtrack to a couple of memes, including product comparisons and the, quote, mean trying to distract meme, which somehow manages to wrap sad thirstiness, extraness, and thinly veiled self-loathing in a thin and transparent veil of irony. Congrats to Layla for going viral, but helpline operators, go hit that hashtag hard. And this week's top new entry for the olds is the Redbone classic Come and Get Your Love, debuting at number 29 on the strength of an endless stream of hot girl videos. Always nice to see a one-hit wonder go viral. Go Redbone! On the Spotify Viral 50, we're back in the USA this week after talking about the global chart last week. The top three is inhabited by divas, three very different divas. Topping the chart this week is the late Italian film siren and Latin American icon Raffaella Carrà. Jaxxamie and Agatina Romero's sped-up remix of Carrà's 1980 disco hit Pedro is on top of the chart. The much more current Chapel Roan came in at number 2 with her single Good Luck Babe, which undoubtedly benefited from her rather high-profile presence at Coachella. She also has no fewer than 6 other tracks from her 2023 debut album, The Rise and Fall of the Midwest Princess, in the top 50. And these words, released on April 5th by English Aussie icon Natasha Bedingfield and Badger, comes in at number 3. It's just one big dance party on that Viral 50 this week. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. RoiFi is mission-driven to give artists the independence they need. See if you're eligible for an advance at RoiFi, that's R-O-Y-F-I.com. No song of the day today, but if you want your song featured as the song of the day, email a link and why it should be featured to lars@nodisc.com. Drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links to tell us what you like about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, to challenge us on our dubious assertions, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict usually means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.